to all brothers and sisters.
首先呢，小弟非常感谢神，可以有机会来到我们这边教会啊，Canoga Park，跟大家一起来见面。
First of all, I thank the Lord for bringing me to Canoga Park to meet with everyone.
这是小弟第一次来到这边来跟大家来团契。
This is my first time to come here to fellowship with everyone.
首先自我介绍一下，我姓杨，我是杨传道。
And first of all, I'd like to introduce myself. My last name is Young. I'm Pastor Young.
我是从加拿大来的。
I come from Canada.
这一次是来协助这个 NYTS 的圣工。
And I'm here to assist in the sacred work at the NYTS.
今天我们的区也安排小弟来这边来跟大家见面，一起来敬拜神。
And the district, the district arranged for me to come here to worship with everyone.
那么今天我们早上的题目呢是站在破口中。
And to this morning, our topic is standing in the breach.
什么叫破口呢？
What does a breach mean?
破口就是不完整的地方。
A breach is a place where it is incomplete.
有一些问题出现的地方。
It is where we have some problems.
有一个教会。
For example, there's a church.
他隔壁的宿舍，他在漏水。
There was a dormitory next door to the church, and it was leaking.
在滴水啊。
And the water was dripping.
那么大家觉得说，哎，这个小问题了。
And everyone thought, oh, this is a small problem.
反正也不急嘛。
And we don't have to worry about it so soon.
是没有错，刚开始是不急。
And it is true, at first it was no big deal.
但是越漏就越大。
But as the water kept on dripping, the problem got bigger.
刚刚开始漏的时候，大家有发觉。
At first, when it started leaking, people noticed it.
但后来大家都不紧张。
And no one was nervous.
所以越漏就越多。
So it leaked and leaked.
本来可以很简单解决的问题。
And at first, this was originally a problem that was solved very easily.
结果小问题就变大问题。
But the small problem became a big problem.
本来换个水管就可以了。
Originally, all you had to do was change the piping.
后来啊，整个天花都要换掉。
Then later, we had to change the entire ceiling.
有时候我们也发觉。
Sometimes we also realize.
小病就是从大病就是从小病来开始的。
Big illnesses start from small illnesses.
所以不要轻看任何一个破口。
So we should not look lightly upon any breach.
不可以轻看任何一个小问题。
And we should not look lightly upon a small problem.
那么我们今天可能会面对什么的破口呢？
And what kind of problems or breaches do we encounter today?
我们先来看一个经节。
Let's turn to a verse.
我们请看旧约的以赛亚书。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah.
22章。
22.
以赛亚书22章第9节。
Isaiah chapter 22 verse 9.
以赛亚书22章第9节。
Isaiah chapter 22, verse 19.
第9节。
verse 9.
22章第9节。
Isaiah chapter 22, verse 9.
这里说，你们看见大卫城的破口很多，便聚集下池的水。请读啊。
Verse 9. You also saw the damage to the city of David, that it was great.
这里告诉我们了，有一个意象。
Here it tells us
there's a vision.
There's a reason.
这 vision, 这个意象。
Oh, a vision.
这是先知啊，看到大卫耶路撒冷城呢，这个破口很多。
That the prophet saw that there were many places that were damaged to the city of David.
那以今天我们属灵来说也是一样。
In the spiritual sense, it is the same.
什么是大卫的城呢？
What is the city of David?
大卫的城可以预表我们的心里。
The city of David can stand for our heart.
大卫的城可能预表我们的家里。
The city of David can stand for our home.
大卫的城也可以预表我们的教会。
The city of David can also stand for our church.
没有错，我们可能在外表上都很坚固。
True, we can seem very strong on the outside.
但是没有一样东西啊，在世界上是完全没有破口的。
But there's not one thing that is without a breach in this world.
再坚强的城墙啊，都有一个软弱的地方。
No matter how strong the city walls are, there is always a weak spot.
再强的人也有软弱的时候。
And the strongest person has his weakest moments.
所以啊，我们要一定要找到我们可能存在的破口在哪里。
So we have to find our potential places of breaches.
那么什么是破口呢？
What is a breach?
我们先来讲第一点。
First of all,
就是我们个人灵性上的破口。
We have a breach in our spirituality.
我们请看诗篇106篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 106.
诗篇106篇。
Psalm 106.
诗篇106篇23节。
Psalm 106 verse 23.
诗篇106篇23节。
Psalm 106 verse 23.
所以他说要灭绝他们，若非有他所拣选的摩西站在当中，原文做破口，使他的愤怒转烧，恐怕他就灭绝他们。
106:23. Therefore he said that he would destroy them, had not Moses, his chosen one, stood before him in the breach, to turn away his wrath, lest he destroy them.
这里摩西带领以色列百姓出埃及。
Here Moses brought the Israelites out of Egypt.
刚开始看不出信仰什么问题。
At first, they couldn't tell if there were any problems in their faith.
因为当他们在埃及的时候，看到神的十个灾殃攻击埃及人。
Because when they were in Egypt, they saw God use his 10 plagues to attack the Egyptians.
他们过红海，看到神把红海分开了。When
they went through the Red Sea, they saw how the Lord separated the sea.
当他们没有食物的时候，神给他们吃玛拿。And
when they had no food, the Lord gave them manna.
当一个人遇到顺利的时候，When
everything is going smoothly for a person,
我们是不容易看到有什么软弱的地方。It
is not easy to see their weaknesses.
但是遇到不顺利了。
But when they have trouble,
遇到试炼了,
when they are in trial,
遇到困难了,
when they face tribulations,
压力大了,
when the pressure is on,
破口就出来了,
then the breaches appear.
以色列百姓的内在的软弱就一个一个跑出来了,
and the inner weaknesses of the Israelites came out one by one.
从第13节开始啊, 就可以说啊, 是讲他们的软弱有多少啊。
Starting from verse 13, we can see their weaknesses.
他们有什么的软弱呢?
What kind of weaknesses did they have?
总括起来可以有几点。
We can summarize it into a few points.
第14节, 这里说他们在旷野大起欲心, 在野地试探神。
In verse 14, it said, but they lusted exceedingly in the wilderness and tested God in the desert.
以色列百姓死在旷野的致命伤在哪里呢? What's the fatal wound of the dying in the wilderness?
Yeah. Well,
就是在 他们的欲望太大。
The fatal wound for the Israelites in the wilderness was that their lust was too great.
今天我们也是一样。
And this, we are the same way today.
跑天国路最困难的是什么呢?
What is the most difficult thing in our journey to heaven?
今天没有人在逼迫我们。
Today nobody is persecuting us.
不会像罗马时代，你信耶稣就要砍头。
It is not like in the Roman times where if we believe in Christ, then we are beheaded.
今天我们是住在一个非常舒服的社会。
Today we live in a very comfortable society.
我们什么都要。
We have everything.
但是我们最大的困难是什么呢?
But what is our greatest difficulty?
我们最大的困难是我们的欲望有时候很大。
Our greatest difficulty is that our lusts are great.
当我们欲望对物质的需求越来越大的时候,
when we have a greater lust for material goods,
我们就不想进迦南地了。
Then we no longer want to enter Canaan.
像以色列百姓很辛苦啊, 在旷野。
Because the Israelites, they suffered a lot in the wilderness.
他觉得没有东西吃。
They felt like they had nothing to eat.
这个玛拿不好吃。
The manna did not taste good.
要回埃及地吃那些蒜头啊、葱啊、肉啊。
And they longed to go back to Egypt to eat the garlic and the meat.
今天我们有时候也是这样。
It is the same for us today.
我们灵性的破口，这是我们可能欲望有点大。
The breach in our spirituality may be the lust.
我们对物质的欲望很大。
Our lust for material goods.
但是我们对属灵的欲望很少。
We may have a large lust for material goods, but a small desire for spiritual.
我们对神的渴慕比不上我们对物质的渴慕。
And our longing for God cannot compare with our longing for things.
最近呢，有一位同龄啊，给我做一个分享。
Recently, there is a brother,
a sister
who shared with me.
她跟我讲啊，她在欧洲那边生活。
And she shared that she lives in Europe.
平常在家里啊，自己忙自己的。
And usually when we are at home, we just do our own things.
一有空啊，大家就是晚餐吃完饭之后，大家一起聚在这边啊，看电视。
And when they had time at night after dinner, they would sit and watch TV.
这个是每一家人生活的一个状况，大部分都是这样。
And most families have this kind of lifestyle.
因为现在的电视越来越好看。
Because TV is getting better and better.
越来越多 program.
And there are more and more programs.
越来越多 DVD, VCD 啊。
There are more DVDs and VCDs out there.
真的是不用出门了。
You don't even have to leave your house.
但是呢，她告诉我。
But she told me.
有一天呢，她家里的电视坏掉了。
One day, her television broke.
家里没有电视。There
was no TV at home.
所以呢，突然间觉得很不习惯。
So all of a sudden, they felt very awkward.
爸爸觉得说，哎呀，算了，不要renew的那个license，也不要再买电视了。
And the father said, let us not renew the license, and we won't buy a TV.
就在那个礼拜当中啊。
And in that week,
他发觉很宝贵的东西。
They realized something very precious.
在家里的人可以多聊天。
Because the people in their family could talk more to each other.
还有呢，他们对读圣经呢，真的是比较读得下去。
And it was easier for them to read the Bible.
因为没有其他的事情做。
Because there's nothing else to do.
也没有那么多好看的节目。
And there's no good programming for them to watch.
所以反而是会看圣经。
And therefore they turn to the Bible.
反而是会祷告多一点。
And they prayed a little more.
哇，这个就是他的体会。
And this was her personal experience.
我真的是觉得哈，这旷野路就是要考验我们这个。
And I really feel that the road in the wilderness is to test this.
不是我们的物质东西不好。
It is not that our material things are bad.
而是我们要控制它。
Instead, we have to control them.
因为我们是要跑在旷野路的。
Because we should be in the wilderness.
还有呢，第十六节呢？
In verse 16, it also
他们又在营中嫉妒摩西。
When they envied Moses in the camp.
啊，他们的心里面呢，很多嫉妒。
They have a lot of envy in their hearts.
第十九节,
in verse 19,
他们又造了金牛犊,
they made a calf in Horeb,
拜偶像,
and worshiped the modeled image.
所以基本上啊, 在旷野当中啊, 慢慢慢慢, 他的软, 他们的软弱就出来了。
And basically, their weaknesses came out one by one in the wilderness.
啊, 今天我们也是一样,
and the same today.
有时候我们遇到困难啊, 我们的软弱就跑出来了。
Sometimes when we encounter troubles, our weaknesses will appear.
所以摩西怎么办呢?
So what did Moses do?
现在摩西把他们带出来,
Moses took them out.
神很生气了,
the Lord was very angry.
神准备要把他们灭掉了,
the Lord was about to annihilate them.
这个破口越来越大,
and the breach became bigger and bigger.
我们再来看23节,
let us look at verse 23.
这里说啊, 他所拣选的摩西啊, 站在这个破口当中, 使他的愤怒卷烧, 恐怕他就灭绝他们。
Therefore, in 23 it says, therefore he said that he would destroy them had not Moses, his chosen one, stood before him in the breach to turn away his wrath, lest he destroy them.
这里摩西站在以色列百姓的软弱当中。
Here Moses stood in the weaknesses of the Israelites.
我想这个给我们一个非常好的一个提醒。
And this gives us a very good reminder.
每一个人都有问题。
Everyone has problems.
每一个人都有自己的挣扎。
Everyone has their own struggles.
我们只是表面不告诉人家而已了。
But we just don't tell other people.
因为我们需要面子。
Because we need, we have our pride.
我们不想很容易的把我们的问题啊，我们的软弱讲出来。
It is not very easy for us to share our weaknesses and our problems.
所以我们有时候也不想去想它。
And sometimes we don't want to think about it ourselves.
但是摩西用另外一种方法。
But Moses used another method.
现在这些人有问题了。
Now these people had a problem.
灵性发生问题了。
They had a problem in their spirituality.
他要站在当中。
He was to stand before them
面对这些问题,
and face these problems.
怎么样面对呢?
How did he face these problems?
当然就是他跟神讲, 跟神求情, 跟神祷告。
Of course, he spoke to the Lord, he begged the Lord, and he prayed to the Lord.
今天我们有什么问题呢?
What kind of problems do we have today?
我们最大的问题并不是生活的问题。
Our biggest problem is not our problem in living.
生活的问题很容易解决。
Because problems in life are very easy to get rid of.
没有钱, 找个工作赚钱就可以了。
If we don't have money, we find a job and we make money.
这个绝对不困难。
This is not difficult.
不需要信耶稣, 这个问题都可以解决。
We don't need to believe in Christ and we can solve this problem.
今天我们的问题是什么?
What are our problems today?
我们的心灵的问题。
It is a problem of our heart.
我们肉体的问题。
The problem of our flesh.
我们的肉体的软弱的问题。
And the problem of the weaknesses of our flesh.
我们改变不了自己的问题。
We cannot change the problem of not being able to change ourselves.
我们会不会像以色列百姓这样呢?
Are we going to be like the Israelites?
欲望太大。
To have such a big lust.
15节最后一句, 心灵软弱。
In verse 15, the
last verse,
the last part, the leanness into their soul.
16节说他们会嫉妒。
In verse 16, it says they envied.
19节说他们拜金牛犊。
In verse 19, they worshipped a golden calf.
这些都是肉体情欲的表现。These
are all exhibitions of the lusts of our flesh.
今天我们敢不敢面对自己的肉体的软弱？
Are we afraid, or are we, do we have enough courage to face our own problems in our spirituality?
有一个弟兄。
There's a brother who told a pastor.
这个弟兄很热心做圣工。
This brother did a lot of work fervently.
但是他知道自己的问题。
But he knew his own problem.
他说他爱主。
He said he loved the Lord.
但是我脾气不好。
But I don't have a good temper.
有时候啊，动不动啊，我就会发脾气。
And a lot of times I get angry.
一开会的时候啊，就脸就红了。
And whenever we have meetings, my face turns red.
不顺我的意的时候，我就生气了。
When it's not according to my will, I get angry.
他发觉我最大的问题就是我的脾气。
And he realized my biggest problem is my temper.
我的血气。
My flesh. My fleshly desire.
有时候我们真的是发觉。
And sometimes we really realize.
一个人灵修好不好的时候。
Depending.
一个灵修好不好。
if a person, how do we know if a person's spirituality is good or bad?
平常看不出来的。
Usually you can't tell.
什么时候看得出来呢?
When can you tell then?
在他做圣工的时候。
It is when they do sacred work.
遇到压力的时候。
When they encounter pressure.
遇到不顺利的时候。
When they encounter tribulations.
东西就跑出来了。
And things will occur.
脾气不好的，这个时候就会显露出来了。
If you have a bad temper, then it will show during this time.
容易灰心的，这个时候就显露出来了。容易灰心。
If you're easily discouraged, then it shows during that time.
都是会跑出来的。And
all these things will surface.
所以这个弟兄跟传道讲,
so this brother told the pastor,
请你帮我祷告,
please pray for me.
我现在知道我的软弱在这里,
I know that my weakness is here.
我要对付我的软弱。
I want to face my weakness.
所以他都站在他的破口当中啊,
so he stood at the breach.
啊, 亲爱的弟兄姐妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
我们每一个人都有自己的缺点,
everyone has their weaknesses.
我们每一个人都有自己的软弱,
everyone has their shortcomings.
我们怎么面对呢?
How do we face them?
摩西啊, 这里是替百姓祷告。
Here Moses prayed for the people.
那我们来看一个例子。
Let us look at another example.
我们看耶利米书第十四章。
If we turn to Jeremiah chapter 14.
耶利米也常常帮百姓祷告。
Jeremiah also prayed for the people quite often.
耶利米书第十四章第十七节。
Jeremiah chapter 14 verse 17.
耶利米书第十四章第十七节。
Jeremiah chapter 14 verse 17.
十四章第十七节，这里说，
chapter 14, verse 17.
你要将这话对他们说，愿我眼泪汪汪，昼夜不息，因为我百姓受了裂口破坏的大伤啊，大伤啊。这里说耶利米帮百姓祷告，在流泪。
Here, verse 17, it says that Jeremiah wept for the people.
所以，今天我们也常常要为我们的软弱祷告。
So we should also pray for our own weaknesses.
但是呢，神怎么告诉他？
But what did the Lord tell him?
我们请看耶利米书第十五章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 15.
十五章第十九节。
Chapter 15 verse 19.
十五章第十九节。
Chapter 15 verse 19.
神如此说：你若归回，我就将你再带来，使你站在我面前。你若将宝贵的和下贱的分别出来，你就可以当作我的口，他们也必归向你。你不可以归向他们。
Therefore, thus says the Lord, if you return, then I will bring you back. You shall stand before me. If you take out the precious from the vial, you shall be as my mouth. Let them return to you, but you must not return to them.
没有错，帮别人祷告是很好。Of
course, it is very good to pray for other people.
帮教会祷告很好。And
it is very good to pray for the church.
教会的软弱，我们会伤心。
And when the church has weaknesses, we will be sorrowful.
我们看到我们的儿女软弱，我们帮他们祷告，我们也会担心。
And when we see weaknesses in our children, we pray for them, we also worry for them.
但是不要忘记,
but do not forget.
神怎么跟耶利米怎么讲呢?
What does the Lord tell Jeremiah
神说,
here?
你帮别人祷告的时候,你又不要忘记,你又要帮自己祷告。
He says that when you pray for other people, don't forget to pray for yourself.
你自己要归回啊。
You must return.
你归回的话, 我就把你带在我的面前。
If you return, then I will bring you back.
你将宝贵的跟不宝贵的下贱的分别出来。
If you take out the precious from the vial,
你就可以帮我讲话了。
Then you shall be my mouth.
你就可以归向我。
And you can come return to me.
但是你不可以归向他们。
But you must not return to them.
这是神非常大的提醒。
This is a very good encouragement from the Lord.
我们常常说问题出现的都是在别人身上。
A lot of times we think that when problems occur, it occurs on other people.
都是他不好了。
It is all his fault.
都是教会不好了。
It is all the church's fault.
都是别人不好了。
It's all other people's fault.
但是神告诉耶利米,
but the Lord told Jeremiah,
我你自己可能也不好。
Perhaps you have wrongs too.
所以耶利米这里就反省了。
So here Jeremiah, he inspects himself.
所以个人灵性的破口。
And so we have to be pay attention to the breaches in our own spirituality.
那我们再来看另外一种破口啊。
Let us also examine another type of breach.
侍奉当中的破口。
And this is a breach in our service to the Lord.
我们请看旧约的撒迦利亚书。
Let's turn to Zechariah.
第三章。
Zechariah chapter 3.
撒迦利亚书第三章。
Zechariah chapter 3.
第一节。
Verse 1.
撒迦利亚书第三章第一节。
Zechariah chapter 3 verse 1.
在中文圣经啊，旧约1112页，第三章第一节。
Chapter 3 verse 1.
天使又指给我看，大祭司约书亚站在耶和华的使者面前，撒旦也站在约书亚的右边，与他作对。第二节。Verse
2.
神对撒旦说：“撒旦啊，神责备你，就是拣选耶路撒冷的神责备你，这不是从火中抽出来的一根柴吗？”第三节。
Verse 3.
约书亚穿着污秽的衣服， 站在使者面前。第四节。
Verse four.
使者吩咐站在面前的说：“你们要脱去他污秽的衣服。”又对约书亚说：“我使你脱离罪孽，要给你穿上华美的衣服。”我说要将洁净的冠冕戴在他头上，他们就把洁净的冠冕戴在他头上，给他穿上华美的衣服。主的使者站在他旁边了。这里告诉我们有一个意象。
Here it shows us a vision.
我们要知道撒加利亚书的背景是什么。
And we know the background of the book of Zechariah.
撒加利亚书的背景就是在重建这个圣殿。
The background of Zechariah is the rebuilding of the temple.
他们本来在重建圣殿。
Originally, they were rebuilding the temple.
但是中间遇到阻挡。
But there were oppositions in the middle of it.
停了很多年。
And they stopped for many years.
神呢要差遣先知去鼓励他们。
And the Lord wanted to send a prophet to encourage them.
再一次的把圣殿建起来。
To rebuild the temple and continue the construction.
再一次的把灵性建立起来。
And to rebuild their faith.
今天这个对我们也是有帮助的。
And this helps us today as well.
我们今天也要重建圣殿。
Today we must also rebuild the temple.
我们物质的殿已经建好了。
We've already rebuilt the physical temple.
感谢神，这个配堂虽然不是很大，但是很漂亮，什么都有。
And thank God that this chapel, although it's not very big, it's very beautiful and it has everything.
来到这边也很亲切。
When we come here, it is very warm.
但是我们也要重建里面的圣殿了。
But we must also rebuild the temple inside.
但是最大的问题是什么呢？
But what is the biggest problem?
这里啊，有一个很大的破口。
There is a great breach.
就是圣工人员啊。
And this is the breach within the workers.
当时最带领的那个圣工人是谁呢？
And who was the one who was leading these workers?
这是大祭司约书亚。
This was Joshua, the high priest.
约书亚呢，站在神的面前。
Joshua stood before the Lord.
本来是在神面前要帮神做工啊。
Originally, he was going to work for the Lord.
大家都是要看约书亚。
And everyone looked to Joshua.
大家要听约书亚讲话。
Everyone listened to Joshua.
本来他应该做很重要的工作了。
He originally had a very important task.
但是为什么圣殿盖不起来呢？
But why was he unable to rebuild the temple?
原来有一个非常大的阻挡的力量。
This was because there is a great force of opposition.
这里就是说，原来啊，撒旦呢也站在约书亚的右边与他作对。
Here it says Satan was also standing at his right hand to oppose him.
哇，这个非常大的破口啊。
This is a huge breach.
为什么站右边？
Why does Satan stand on the right side?
因为大部分人都是用右手的。
Because most people use their right hand.
右手代表力量。
The right hand stands for strength.
你摸摸看你的右手的手臂是不是比左边的粗一点呢？
If you feel your right arm, it is a little thicker than your left arm.
你提重东西啊，都是用右手的。
When you hold heavy objects, you always use your right hand.
约书亚也有右手。
So Joshua has a right hand.
他想为神做工。
And he wants to work for the Lord.
但是他每一次要做工的时候。
But every time he wants to work.
他的右手啊，就有魔鬼给他作对了。
Satan opposes him with his right hand.
哇，他是很辛苦的。
And it is very hard for him.
有时候想想看，我们在做圣工的时候
，Sometimes we think when we are doing sacred work，
花很多的力气
，We use a lot of strength，
很多的资源
，We use a lot of resources，
很多的活动
，We use a lot of activities，
但是有发觉事情就是起不来
，But we realize that we just can't pick things up。
为什么呢
？Why is this？
哎呀，这里啊，天使指给撒加利亚看了、啊。
Here the angel of the Lord showed this to Zechariah。
为什么魔鬼可以站在他的右手阻挡他
？Why can Satan stand at his right hand to oppose him？
原来。因为约书亚自己的衣服不干净。
This was because Joshua's clothes were unclean.
没有错，他在人的面前可以穿得很漂亮。
Of course, he could wear very nice clothes before other people.
是一个大祭司。
And he was a high priest.
但是里面的生活，别人看不到的地方。
But in his inner life, where people cannot see,
是脏的。
It was unclean.
所以神不同在。
So the Lord was not with him.
神没有在他的右手。
The Lord was not with his right hand.
魔鬼就来了，站在他的右手来搞。
And Satan came and stood at the right hand.
所以今天呢，我们想一个问题啊。
So we should think of a question today.
我们的力量从哪里来？
Where does our strength come from?
我们的力量到底从哪里来？
Where does our strength come from?
我们请看《生命记》。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy.
生命记第三十三章。
Deuteronomy chapter 33.
三十三章第二十五节。
Chapter 33 verse 25.
三十三章第二十五节。
Chapter 33 verse 25.
三十三章二十五节、啊、
Chapter 33 verse 25
你的门栓是铜的 是铜的是铁的你的日子如何你的力量也必如何
25 it says your sandals shall be iron and bronze as your days so shall your strength be、
啊、 这句圣经很好，我们可以把它画起来。
This verse is very good. We can highlight it.
啊，就是说我们的鞋呀是铜的。
It says our sandals shall be iron and bronze.
好，那么呢，日子怎么样啊？力量就必怎么样。
And as your days, so shall your strength be.
力量怎么来的呢？
Where do we get our strength?
平常的生活。
This comes from our daily life.
神不单只看我们这个小时来到教会的表现怎么样。
The Lord does not only examine this 1 hour where we come to church.
我们不是一个小时的基督徒。
We are not a Christian for 1 hour.
我们不是安息日的基督徒。
We are not a Christian on the Sabbath.
神看的是看我们整个日子。
The Lord examines our entire time.
一天24小时我们怎么样活。
How we spend 24 hours of our day.
我们怎么样过。
How do we spend this?
不单只是跟弟兄姐妹相处的时候。 Hallelujah, 赞美耶稣。
This is not only the time where we spend with brothers and sisters and we say Hallelujah, praise the Lord Jesus.
在这里走出去之后，跟那没有信主的人，我们怎么样表达我们的生活、我们的话语、我们的行为？
When we walk out of here and we encounter those who do not believe in Christ, how do we live? How do we express our faith?
我们里面到底有没有圣洁？
Do we have purity within?
我们的生活是不是蒙主的悦纳？
Is our life pleasing to the Lord?
这个都是很重要的。
This is very important.
约书亚就是缺乏这一点。
Joshua lacked this.
他里面的衣服不洁净。His
inner clothing was unclean.
所以呢，神就没有同工了。
And the Lord did not work with him.
破口就很大。His
breach was huge.
所以这个是值得我们思考的地方。
This is something we can think about.
怎么办呢？
What do we do?
看回来这个约书亚记。 这个撒迦利亚书。Let's
turn back to Zechariah.
撒迦利亚书第三章。Zechariah
chapter 3.
第三节啊。Verse 3.
撒迦利亚书3章3节。Zechariah chapter 3 verse 3.
这约书亚穿着污秽的衣服站在使者面前第四节。Verse
4.
使者吩咐站在面前的说：“你们要脱去他污秽的衣服。”又对约书亚说：“我使你脱离罪孽，要给你穿上华美的衣服啊。”然后呢，就将洁净的冠冕戴在他的头上。 把洁净的冠冕戴在头上，给他穿上华美的衣服。神的使者呢，就站立在他旁边。真的是这里是一个过程。Here
we can see
this process. 第一个步骤就是使者啊，就是吩咐别人啊，帮他脱衣服啊。So
the first step was the angel commanded the Joshua's clothing, filthy clothing, to be taken off.
啊，这个是不容易的。This
is not easy.
啊。 换衣服。
When you change clothes.
我们帮小孩子换衣服啊。
When we change clothes, change the clothes of little children.
他会很愿意给你换。
Is he willing to let you change?
为什么？ 他会。
He is.
因为他没有自我。
He is because he does not have
ego.
An ego.
啊， 比如说他泡尿湿掉了，或者是大便了。
For example, if a child soils his clothes.
妈妈帮我换了，叔叔帮我换了。
And he'll say, "Mom, mommy, or uncle, change for me."
因为他不会在乎自己的形象。Because
they do not care so much about their image.
我衣服脏了，赶快帮我换了。My
clothes are dirty. Change it for me.
但是大人呢，别人帮你换衣服可以吗？
But for adults, would you allow other people to change your clothes for you?
当然不肯啊。Of
course not.
你看到我，你就是看到我身体的脏啊。
Because you will see how dirty my body is.
你看到我的不好啊。You
will see the bad parts of me.
不行。
No, you can't.
因为我们人长越大，自我都越强。Because
as the older we grow, the bigger our ego becomes.
但是呢，神怎么样跟大祭司讲？But
what did the Lord say to the high priest?
来，别人去帮他换。He
commanded for others to change his clothes.
我想这个对大祭司约书亚是个非常大的考验啊。And
this is a great test for Joshua the priest.
别人指出我们的错误的时候。When
other people point out our
这是帮我们换衣服了。Our
wrongs, then they are changing our clothes for us.
你这个脏掉了。
They'll say, "This is dirty."
我们怎么办呢？
What do we do?
我们说没有脏，没有脏。
We will say, "No, it's not dirty."
你的比较脏。
Yours is more dirty.
通常我们就要反应。A
lot of times we have this reaction.
大祭司啊，这个时候。
And Joshua, the high priest at this time.
真的可能发觉不行了。
He realized that he could not do anything else.
再不悔改的话。
If he did not repent.
神真的是不跟我同在。And
the Lord would not work with him.
所以好吧，衣服给你拿走了。
So he said, okay, take away my clothes.
要先拿走脏的衣服，才可以穿上好的衣服。
You have to first take off your filthy clothes before you put on clean clothes.
我们先在神面前认出我们的软弱。
So before the Lord, we first admit our wrong, our weaknesses.
然后我们才可以披戴基督。And
then we can put on Christ.
然后呢，神就给他戴上这个冠冕了。And
then the Lord put on a turban on his head.
然后呢，神的使者就换人了啊，这本来是魔鬼站右边的嘛，现在把魔鬼跑掉了啊，神的使者就来站在他右边，他做事就顺利了。
And then Satan left his right hand, and the angel of the Lord stood by instead, and the Lord worked with him.
所以今天我们想想看。
So we think about this today.
谁站在我的右边?
Who stands at my right side?
这个非常重要。
This is very important.
再来看，我们来看马太福音第四章。
Let's also turn to Matthew chapter 4.
马太福音第四章。
Matthew chapter 4.
马太福音第四章。
Matthew chapter 4.
第20节。
Verse 20.
马太福音第四章第20节。Matthew
chapter 4 verse 20.
他们就立刻舍了网，跟从了他。21节。Verse
21.
从那里往前走，又看见弟兄二人，就是西比泰的儿子雅各和他兄弟约翰，同他们的父亲西比泰在船上捕网。耶稣就招呼他们。这里多。Verse
20. They immediately left their nets and followed him. 21. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, in the boat with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets. He called them. 22. And immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him.
这里告诉我们主耶稣在选召这些门徒的时候，这些门徒在做什么？
Here it describes when Jesus was calling his disciples what these people were doing.
如果我们看第18节啊,
if we look at verse 18,
这个时候呼召彼得还有他的兄弟安德烈。
Here the Lord called Peter and his brother Andrew.
这个时候呢，彼得他们在撒网啊，在捕鱼。Here
Peter, he was casting a net into the sea.
那么到21节呢，在选召约翰的时候呢？
In verse 21, when he chose James and John.
他们两个呢，没有在撒网，他们在捕网。They
were mending their nets.
这个是值得我们思考的。This
is something for us to ponder.
道理就是隐藏在生活当中。
This shows that truth is hidden in our lives.
怎么说呢?
Why do we say this?
撒网跟捕网都很重要。
It is important to cast mend a net.
你要抓鱼就是要有网。
If you want to catch any fish, you need a net.
但是这个网用了多了就会破了。
But if you use a net very frequently, it will break.
去捞东西，捞到些石头啊，或者是尖的东西啊，就割破那个网。
If we catch some rocks or some sharp objects, then the nets will break.
所以就要把它捕完鱼之后啊，就要把它修一修，补回来。So
after you catch your fish, you have to mend the net.
这个都很重要。This
is very important.
那我们来说这个网可以代表什么？So
what does this net stand for?
当然，第一个预表我们的灵修了。First,
it symbolizes our spirituality.
我们主耶稣给我们一个榜样啊。The
Lord set an example for us.
每一次做完圣工啊。
Every time he finished a holy work,
他不是去轻松啊，去玩啊。
He did not go and relax and play.
每一次去做完圣工，就是要去山上祷告。
Every time he accomplished a task, he went to the mountain to pray.
这个是一个很重要的观念。
This is a very important concept.
因为每一次做完圣工啊，都是一个损耗，就是把那力量已经出去了。
Because every time you do holy work, your energy is expended.
不单只是肉体的力量。
It is not only your physical strength,
没有属灵的力量,
but your spiritual strength
as well.
So you have to replenish.
在神面前要安静,
you have to come before the Lord and be quiet.
还有做完圣工也很危险,
and after you accomplish holy work, it is also very dangerous.
尤其是如果有点功效的话,
especially if there is some result.
不小心你会骄傲,
because you might become proud by accident.
所以要跪在神的面前,
so you have to kneel before the Lord.
但是我觉得这个网啊，更可以代表啊人与人之间的关系。
But I feel like this net also, most importantly symbolizes the relationship between people.
真的，教会要抓鱼啊，就是要传福音，就是要抓鱼啊。
And truly, when the church needs to catch fish, which is to preach the gospel.
有时候我们好像抓到了。Sometimes
it seems as though we have caught the fish.
但是呢，那个鱼又跑走了。But
the fish will go away.
为什么？
Why is this?
可能那个网累了一点呢，我们不知道。
Because maybe there is a breach in the net, we don't know.
在约翰福音呢，最后一章记载，主耶稣给他们帮他们抓鱼啊，给他们说捕鱼这个捕了153条大鱼。
And at the last chapter of John, it records how the Lord helped them catch fish, and they caught 153 fish.
但是其中有一句话很有意思。But
there's one sentence that is very interesting.
我们请看约翰福音第21章。
Let's turn to John chapter 21.
约翰福音二十一章。
John chapter 21.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
约翰福音第二十一章第十一节。
John chapter 21 verse 11.
西门彼得就去把网拉到岸上，那网满了大鱼，共153条。鱼虽然那么多，网却没有破。
Simon Peter went up and dragged the net to the land full of large fish, 153, and although there were so many, the net was not broken.
这点真的很重要。
This is very important.
主耶稣给他们抓那么多鱼。
The Lord allowed them to catch so many fish.
如果153条拿上来了。
If you had 153 and you brought it up to land.
还没有拿到船上，那个网那个裂口，啪，通通跑回去了。
Before you took it to the boat and if the net broke, all the fish would leave.
这个有什么用呢？
Then what use would it have?
今天我们可以从两个角度来想。
We can think about this within, from two perspectives.
以我们的教会来说。
From the church perspective.
如果我们在很努力的传福音。
If we preach very diligently.
很多慕道者来。
And a lot of truth seekers come.
但是到最后，这些慕道者都留不住。
But at the end, we cannot keep even one.
那我们要想想一个问题。
Then we have to think about a question.
到底这个网可能破在哪里？
Where is our net broken?
为什么抓不到？
How come we cannot catch any fish?
有人慕道，但是留不住。
There are some friends who join us, but we cannot keep them.
怎么回事呢？
What's the problem?
这可能要思考一下。
We have to think about it.
是不是我们自己本身之间的关系啊，都没有很强？
Is it because our relationship with one another is not very strong?
我们自己的团契可能都没有很强的话。
If our fellowship is not very strong itself.
那么就好像一个网就是不完整。
It is like a net that is incomplete.
啊，如果没有很同心的话，就没有办法传福音了。
If we do not work in one accord, we cannot preach.
啊，所以这个网本身要坚固，才有办法抓鱼。
So the net itself has to be very strong in order for it to catch fish.
从另外一个层面来讲。
From another perspective.
如果我们是一个家庭啊。
If we are a family.
我们发觉。
We will realize.
我的小孩子都不喜欢回家。
We might realize my children don't like coming home.
不喜欢跟父母讲话。
They don't like speaking to their parents.
灵性都软弱。
And their spirituality is weak.
怎么会这样呢？
Why is this?
好像这个鱼都想跑走了，都留不住在家里。
It seems as though the fish cannot stay at home and they're running away.
我们来想想看。
We have to think about it.
我们夫妻的关系是不是要强？
Is the relationship between husband and wife strong?
如果夫妻的关系都不强的话，
If the relationship between husband and wife is not even strong,
家里都感觉不到爱的话，
If there's no feeling of love at home,
那小孩子怎么会感觉到爱呢？
Then how can the children feel love?
如果夫妻本身跟神的关系也不强的话，
If husband and wife do not have a strong relationship with God,
这个孩子也怎么会有归属感呢？
How will the child feel a sense of belonging?
对信仰怎么会认真呢？
How will they be diligent in their faith?
所以这个网啊，可以代表人与人之间的关系啊。
So this net can symbolize the relationship between people.
人与人之间的关系啊，就是组成一个网。
Because the relationship between people forms a net.
但是呢，这个网有时候会破。
But this net sometimes breaks.
但是呢，破了也可以补回来的。
But when it breaks, we can also mend it.
但是如果你不理它。
But if we do not take care of it.
啊，我们之间可能有些误会。
And if we have some misunderstandings.
我可能听到别人说你在讲我什么。
Maybe I'll hear someone else tell me what you have said about me.
我看到你那个表情，好像对我有点不满。
Or I'll look at your expression and it feels like you are despising me.
当然是你就放在心里了。
Of course, you'll put it in your heart.
越想越多。
And you'll think about it more and more.
变成一种不好的那种感觉。
And it becomes a very negative feeling.
我们不要这样。
Don't do this.
我们有什么问题？
When we have any problems.
打开来讲。
Let us speak about it openly.
兄弟姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
有这个问题，我们来解决吧。
If we have this problem, let us solve it.
这个就是补网了。
And this means to mend the net.
这样就没有误会了。
And then we will not have any misunderstanding.
魔鬼就不可以做工了。
And the devil will not be able to work.
所以这个就是主耶稣给我们的一个提醒。
And this is a reminder from the Lord.
最后我们来看哥罗西书第三章。
Let's lastly turn to Colossians.
哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
三章第十二节。
Chapter 3 verse 12.
第十三节啊。
Verse 13.
倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎么饶恕了你们，你们怎么饶恕人？
Bearing with one another and forgiving one another, if anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
在这些以外，要存着爱心，爱心就是联络全德的。
But above all things, all these things put on love, which is the bond of perfection.
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
家庭的网, 教会的网都可以补起来,
to help us mend the nets of our home and of the church.
我们可以每个人站在自己的破口,
so that everyone can stand at their own breach.
啊, 主耶稣就与我们同在,
and the Lord will be with us.
我们请唱赞美诗,
let us sing a concluding hymn.
305首,
305.